Flor, FLORA, Blachos, BLACHOS, 12477. This is a 47-year-old woman who comes in today with history of asthma, hypertension, increased weight. She's grieving her son's death, who committed suicide just a few days ago, period, knee paragraph. Patient has crying spells but is not interested in hurting herself or others and has no issues with suicidal thoughts or ideation, period. Medications include Lipitor 20 mg once a day, Losartan 25 mg a day, allergen on patient medical problems, asthma, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, surgery. No surgeries, family history, diabetes, no colon cancer, no breast cancer, colonoscopy not due yet. Mammogram done 2 years ago, blood work done a few months ago, she'll get a copy of it. Blood pressure is elevated today because she's not taking her medication because of the events noted above. She doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink, she used to manage a few banks. The bank was held up, she was quite upset. She got a job with United, she's doing reservation, but she wants to become a flight attendant. She's originally from the island of Guam next to Philippines and speaks multiple languages. She used to be very active. She used to run, but hasn't been doing that. Last time she ran, she said she ran a marathon with her son. Period. 154 pounds, up a few pounds, 8 or 9 pounds, 98, temperature 98%, 20, 130 pulse. She's very upset because of the death of her son. 134 over 99. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs, tachycardic lungs, wrong chi, abdomen soft, neck, short, JVD, skin, shows, no rash, we're on the coast with an illusion, logical, non-focal. Number one, hypertension out of control. Number two, non-compliance. Number three, death of her son has her quite distraught. Number four, long talk about the patient needing to take care of herself. She's going to resume her Losartan. Next number, she has no need for medical medication to sleep or for anxiety, she tells me. Next number, she's planning on seeing a grief counselor. Next number, she's not suicidal. Very important. Next number, we'll get a copy of her blood work. Next number, because of her hypertension, we looked at her abdominal aorta, her carotid, both within normal limits, mild carotid stenosis noted. Aorta has mild calcification. Kidneys show no stones or evidence of renal vascular hypertension. She has abnormal periods. Mom was about the same age when she went through the change. I see no abnormality in the pelvic region. The ovaries were not visualized. Echocardiogram shows tachycardia, of course, with good ejection fraction, which is slightly affected by a patient's heart rate, period. I gave her a letter to stay off work till 10/1/25. Next time, just come back and see me in 2 weeks. Next time, just probably need to fill out FMLA papers, which I would gladly do. Next time, just albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, 4 times a day or as needed. Next time, just we discussed getting back into running, exercising. And she promises she will do that. Next number, recheck in 2 weeks. Next number, we'll seek counseling as well for grief counseling like she wants to. And she's planning on doing. Thank you.